Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. If you're new to the show, I just want to tell you a little bit about the vision of Inner Voice. I did intuitive work for years and years and found that to be very, very rich and very, very telling and very magical in my life. I started seeing clients out of a place called Feed Your Spirit in Clintonville and got quite a clientele, and then decided that I really wanted to find the place where connecting with my intuition or inner voice intersect with archetypal understandings and the sacred stories that we tell in our lives. So I went and got my master's from a school called Pacifica, which is a school where I was able to study that psychology and study how our unconscious speaks to us and shares a little bit of gems and deliciousness with our spirits, so that our lives can be led in a way that honors our destiny and the richness of our dreams. So if you are listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour for the first time, you will hear references to psychology, to archetypes, to Jung, and you will also hear a lot about connecting with your intuition, connecting with your inner sense, your gut sense, and your heart sense of what's right. This is a place where we can move beyond the head and ask questions on a deeper bodily or what's called a felt sense level. Tonight, it's an in-house show, but I do want to encourage people who are listening, who are on the page, to just follow the show with Insights Radio and follow Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, and also to check out the archives. There are about 2 years of back shows that have everything from chakras to sacred stories to working with archetypes to working with archetypal tarot working with the felt sense. So there's a real gamut of different topics that will interest you. So I encourage you to just follow the show, yeah, so I can know who's there, and also so that you can get updates about the show. And then the show tonight will be an in-house show. So I am doing something that I very, very rarely do. I've had a lot of luck. If you hear water in the background, I'm just filling up my water cup. But I've had a lot of success with clients this summer, and I'm starting two groups in the CBUS area. One is called Women at the Edge of the Woods, and that's a psychotherapy and empowerment group for women. And we're starting that group on July 2nd, and I'm very, very excited about offering that. Spirit really asked for me to offer that in order that people get in touch with their own healing stories. Sometimes if we're women who kind of live out of the box, we find that our healing journeys are very unique and very, very magical. And a lot of times there isn't a lot of support in the dominant culture for that kind of a conversation. So I'm really excited to offer that group at 6:30 on July 2nd. If anyone would like to join in, just go look up Women at the Edge of the Woods, and if you put that in Facebook, it'll pop right up. And if you're in the CBUS area, we would love to have you. You can contact me either by my phone, 614-309-7916, or my email, imaselke, imaselkeie, at juno.com. The other thing that's coming up that I'm really excited about is another run with the archetypal intuitive tarot classes. I've been doing these for 3 years in a row, and we're starting on the 5th of July. I believe it's the 5th of July. I'm pretty sure that's right. A new group, and I'm so excited to share these classes because these classes are really about you. They're really about how you use your own intuition to understand the richness of the tarot. And and that is such a unique process. And one of the things that I do is help you figure out where your strengths are. We all have different ways of taking information. Some of us are more kinesthetic. We move when we take in intuitive information. Some of us are very, very visual and spend a lot of time looking at the pictures. Some of us create meaning by seeing patterns. We have a lot of air energy. And so one of the things that I do in my class is help you notice where your strengths are. Some people really, really focus on numbers and patterns and numbers, and that really pops out for them. Some people focus on elements, earth, air, fire, and water. So all of these are wonderful ways to connect with your intuition. The other thing that I do in the class, which is really cool, is I go from working with the actual archetypes, the minor and major arcana, to actually abstracting it. So I'm really excited to share this. This is a new activity that we're going to do, but I'm going to show you pictures and images and ask you which cards they correspond with for you. And they may not be images that directly have to do with the tarot, but we all have an imaginal sense, a sense of what calls to us in our imagination. And the more that we can connect with that process in our imagination, the more we can create meaning archetypally in terms of the stories that we're telling for our clients and the stories that we're telling for ourselves. So this class is really designed to get you in touch with your own unique intuition, your imagination, your way of taking in the cards, and your experience of them as well, and kind of get you out of the box of learning the 78 things, because that is so not as important as connecting with what is true, intuitively calling you, and ripe in your imagination. And you'll fill in the gaps beautifully, I guarantee it. So this evening, I'm really excited. I don't do this very often, but I just felt called to do it because there's been such a depth in the work that I've done with clients recently that I just wanted to give back. So I'm going to offer readings this evening to folks who are interested. And all you have to do is just, if you're on the page, on the chat, just light up your little red microphone, and that way I will know that you want a reading. And I'm happy to do that. And I just really felt like it tonight. I do want to share with you really, really briefly what's coming up on Inner Voice, because some really exciting folks are going to be joining the show. I just had another person accept an invite to be on the show back in about, I think it's about May. I went on my page, which you can check out too, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance, and I did a survey through SurveyMonkey and asked folks what the topics were that they really, really wanted me to cover that felt really important and really relevant to them. And what popped up for people was working with sacred stories. Last week I had Michael O'Malley on talking about sacred stories. He's writing a book about getting off of your computer and connecting with your everyday experience through a series of meditations, and he does storytelling, and he does storytelling with children in the school system so that they can trust their own intuition and inner knowing and way of storying their lives more. So I encourage you to check that out in the archives. And then what we have coming up, and then the other two topics that people were really, really amped up about were tarot reading, archetypal tarot reading, or just tarot reading, and also shamanism. So I have some really exciting guests coming up. One of the longer-term goals of Inner Voices vision is to connect with the depth psychology community, because I come from that community. I really want people to be able to feel like there's a space here on inner voice for depth psychology and for all things depth psychology related, for connecting with the unconscious, connecting with the powers of our soul self or our authentic self. So I want to share a little bit about what is coming up. I do not have a guest for next week. We'll see what happens with that. A lot of times what happens is spirit just has certain stories that I'm you know, asked to tell, and sometimes that sharing can be a really great way of bringing up stories that have a lot of relevance and seem to have a lot of relevance in the collective unconscious. Now that we're in 2012, we know that on a quantum level, things are moving much, much faster, and we're connecting with each other and resonating with spirit and our inner consciousness, our intra-consciousness, more and more. So that is a really exciting thing, and that means that some of the stories that I'm asked to tell seem to resonate with folks. So that sometimes happens, and then there's an in-house show. And another thing that Inner Voice does that I try to do is have folks on who have really listened to their inner voice, who have listened to their inner calling, their intuition, and made that, you know, just a real soft spot in their lives and done the self-care that they needed to see that trajectory move forward. And those folks, a lot of times I'll have people who are artists or people who are writers who have really, really unique stories about what it was like to start to ferret out that inner voice from all of the other voices that the culture might have, you know, kind of foisted upon them. So look for those sorts of folks on Inner Voice Intuitive Hour as well. So on July 10th, Tony Gilbert will be on. Tony Gilbert is an RN and a holistic nurse who has a practice in transpersonal counseling out of the Oregon area. She sent me her two books a couple weeks ago, and I completed one, Messages from the Archetypes, using Tarot for healing and spiritual growth. Just really, really intrigued with the way Tony sees the client and sees them from the moment that they walk in the door and notices everything about them, notices their body language, notices what they're not saying. And I really believe this myself. I think it's so important to notice what happens before the cards show up on the table, because that's part of what's in the room, and that's part of the way we take things in with our intuition. A lot of times when we're not connected with our intuition, when we're up in our head, we have a tendency to overthink things. And so we miss what's right in front of our face. And so a deeper awareness, a deeper listening with a third ear and a third eye, like, you know, really ferreting out on a depth level what's going on with folks is so important. And I was so thrilled with Tony's treatment of Tarot, because she really, really shared that, and that really resonated with her. So I encourage you to check out her books. The first one, like I said, is Messages from the Archetypes. The second one is Gaining Archetypal Vision. They're both wondrous and have given me a lot of ideas for my classes. So that's been really, really cool. The July 17th, I don't have a guest. July 24th, C. Michael Smith will be here. I'm so excited about having C. Michael on the show. He is a shamanic practitioner and also a Jungian analyst, and he is out of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. He has a place called the Crow's Nest up there. I encourage you to check out his Facebook page. He does wonderful heart-centered work that's all about connecting with our bodies and our more ancestral spirit. I'm so lucky to get to go up and check out the Crow's Nest in a couple weeks here. Would like to be doing some going to some workshops there, and I'm a big believer in seeing the space and walking around the ground in anticipation of doing that. Anyway, he will be on the show on July 24th. Check out his books. I'm reading Psychotherapy and the Sacred right now. It's a meaty book, but it's wonderful, and it really does move beyond the head and beyond a cognitive definition of psychology. So I'm really looking forward to having him on. Then on July 31st, Samantha Heron will be on. Samantha is well known in the pagan community, And and I'm seeing right now someone is asking for a reading, and I happen to go over to the chat, and I'm happy to do that, Martha. And I will if you just put your phone number in that chat, I will know which where to click to be able to give you a reading. So make sure to send me a message, and I will make sure to have that happen in the hour. So anyway, back to what I was saying, which is Samantha Heron is very well known in the pagan community, and she also does a lot of astrological work, and she doesn't do it from an evolutionary perspective. She does it from the perspective of the personal, and so I'm very excited to have her on, Sherry. I guess she's going to do some comparing my chart with her chart, and that's such a gift to be able to have someone who's so wise and has been doing this work for so long. So I'm excited to have her on the show on July 31st. Then Christiana Claudette will be on August 7th. She wrote a book called Fortune Stellar. I've gotten to take a look at it. I love her treatment of working with the four sacred elements. I think that's something that often is missing in folks' reading styles, and I'm just so happy to see her cover that and have a deep awareness of that, the importance of that work. I think that really connects with a shamanic experience in ourselves. And the more that we can connect with those tendencies or traits in ourselves based on the Myers-Briggs, if you folks are familiar with that terminology, the idea of being a feeler or a thinker, these all equate with the elements. So feelers are cups in tarot, and are represented by the element of water. So they have a lot to do with emotion and feeling things deeply. And if you go out into nature and you go around water and you see how you feel about it, you'll know how much water energy you have and how comfortable or how friendly water energy is to you and where your alchemical home is. We can go to books and we can put this all up in our head, but all we really have to do is go out in nature and see what our own response to the elements is and what resonates for us. So fire energy is wands in the tarot, and that has to do with our ambition, our intuition, our intention setting abilities. And air energy has to do with our mercurial energy, how we move toward getting what we want in the future. It has to do with thinking in terms of the Myers-Briggs, and it also has to do with quick-wittedness and with moving invisibly in our environment. And tentacles have to do with earth energy. And they are having to do with our grounding energy. That is earth energy. And so if you go out into nature and you notice what you're drawn to, you notice what you resonate with, you will be able to notice shamanically what speaks to you, what elements speak to you. So I encourage you to do that. And I'm sure C. Michael Smith will be talking more about that. And also Christiana Claudette will be talking about that, I'm sure. Then Barbara Graver just accepted to be on the show. She has a wonderful blog called Mystic. I'm not going to remember the name of it now, but if you look up Barbara Graver right on Google, she has a wonderful blog. She's very knowledgeable. She featured me in her blog, unbeknownst to me, what a gift. And I really am looking forward to having her on the show. So, and then, let's see here. August 28th, Kanta Bosniak has agreed to be on the show again. If you're familiar with Kanta's work, she's a hypnotherapist. She's written several books, one on dealing with cancer. She just wrote a book of love poems as well, and she really resonates with an archetypal understanding of energies. So I'm very excited to have her on the show as well, and I believe that that is the lineup at this point. So I encourage you to, if you have anybody who you think would be a great fit for Inner Voice, have them come and find me. I'm a Selkie, I'm a Selkie, @juno.com, or they can look up my two pages, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance or Jenny Seek on Facebook, and send me an email, and I'll see if they're a good fit for the show. So that is what is coming up. Let's see here. So we have two folks who are looking for readings. Martha was the first person, and let me see that. Didn't get what to do with a little red mic, but I would love a reading. Thanks, Jenny. Okay. So, Martha, if you can just light up the little red mic, that's okay. Or I can just connect with your energies just the way that they are, if that would work as well. So I'm going to ask you now, and can you type in, do you prefer to have the Mythic deck, which is a tarot deck that's very, very much based on Greek myths, or do you prefer to have the Gilded deck, which I think has a lot to do with the energies of chakras, or I also have a deck that has to do with animal totems. So what's your pleasure, Martha? Can you just type that in, and we will go from there. Let's see. Yay, that's what I got. That's the vibe I got. Beautiful. All right. So I am shuffling now, and you just tell me when to stop, okay, Martha? I'm shuffling, and I'm putting the deck in three piles. So if you can just tell me when I should complete shuffling, I will do that. I was hoping to get a chance to work with the animal totem deck. I've been using it a lot in my own life recently, and I find it to be a really wonderful deck to use in the summer and the spring when animals are really abundant. All right, I stop, and I'm putting them in three piles, Martha. Are we going for the left pile, the middle pile, or the right pile? Which feels energetically significant to you? All right, wonderful. Let's see what we have here. Oh, all right. So I'm just going to do a reading that has to do with the energies that are showing up right now, energies that were in the distant or immediate past, and energies that are coming into the future. So for you, Martha, we have the Two of Ancients, which is the sea turtle. When I think about the sea turtle's journey, I think of an animal that really goes through so many goes kind of blindly, right, when they're a tiny little turtle, and they don't really even know what it is they're doing or where they're at. They just feel this inner calling and this drive to move through the deep. And when I sit with your energy, Martha, what I really feel from you is that you have a great ability to go deep. And because of some of the choices that you've had to make in your earlier life, you have evoked a lot of air energy, which has a lot to do with managing things and kind of keeping up with things. But I feel like you're right now starting to realize the depth of your own emotions. And also, and I really want you to hear this, that you really have a healing capacity with the people around you just by holding space. There's a wisdom that comes from your journey, and there's a wisdom that comes from the sea turtle's journey. It's like it gets its legs and it grows as it goes, right? And so I don't know if you've ever watched any of the movies about sea turtles moving through the ocean, but they become so much more self-aware and so much more adept, and eventually they go right back to where they started out, and they lay eggs. Consider that an image or an archetype of birthing. They lay eggs where they were first born. So I hope that image resonates for you. In the past, we have the goose, which is heed the call or the quest. I feel like energetically, I would say about it was a while ago, about 17 years ago, you had a lot of energy that was about keeping up with and trying to make everything come out okay. And when I sit with your energy, I feel that. But I feel more strongly the energy, which is kind of the richer energy in you of the sea turtle. So when I think about the goose, I kind of feel like this is an animal that has to keep up with all of the other geese, and it's an animal that works as part of a team. And I feel like you very much were in that space. I feel like there's much more solitude for you now, and that your choices are much more refined and richly determined, and that you didn't have that privilege when you were younger. So I hope that helps. And then moving into the future, the cat, how apt, is walking across these cards. So anyway, the card that is coming up for you in the future is the snake. And the snake is about connecting energetically with energies that have to do with the ancients, so energies that have to do with your ancestral heritage. And what I want you to hear about this, Martha, is it's really, really important for you to not put too many words to that. I feel like there was some wounding earlier on around some of the things that you had to keep up with. And so the more that you can connect with that ancestral energy, just from a place of deeper listening and resonance, and that it's really, really important for you to get to define what that family looks like for you or looks like for you. And don't focus too much on what anybody else tells you it should look like or it should be, but take that richness of experience, of your own inner experience and your own belief system about what family means to you. And that will really, really help you to shed the skin that may be having more to do with the culture and more to do with expectations of who you should be. And the more that you bring less words, and that's what I'm getting again and again, less words and more of a deep felt sense experience to your life, the easier this process will be. So I hope that that was helpful, and that's what I'm getting here. These are some really, really intense cards. So so just keep doing what you're doing, keep trusting, and make sure too that you really honor your own way of doing things and being in the world. Okay, well, thanks so much. All right, so let's see. It looks like Kathy is next. Okay, Kathy, which deck resonates for you? Would it be the chakra deck, the animals, or the Greek myths, which is a more classic archetypal deck? Which one speaks to you? Can you just put in the little cursor there which one would be the one that you would be wanting to have tonight? All right, wonderful. You know, this deck was the first deck that I really used, and I found it so relevant because it is so archetypal, and it's such a traditional way of looking at archetypes, and it really taught me and helped me in a way that it helped me with formulating what that was about for myself, so that it was a great learner's deck. So I read with it pretty significantly for about 10 years, and then when I started teaching the classes, I moved to the Gilded deck because everybody else seemed to, in my group, seemed to show up with it all at one time. And so I thought, well, this is synchronistic. I'm supposed to move energetically to this deck. So, all right, so here we are with, oh, and Martha, thanks so much. It was an honor to read for you. Okay, so Kathy, I am shuffling the cards now, and you tell me when we're done. All right, wonderful. I'm putting them in three piles now. Do you feel drawn to the left, the middle, or the right? All right. Wonderful. I was answering somebody else as well, so if it took me a minute, that is why. All right. So, Kathy, did you have a question this evening? Oh, yeah. Nice. Or did you just want me to pick up energetically what feels right? And what's your question, Kathy? Can you just type it in the little box there? Let me check the time here because, okay, we're just fine. All right. All right, you're looking for a direction in your career. What I'm coming up with, Kathy, is the Queen of Wands. And what I pick up energetically for you is that you're a water fire type. That means that you burn hot and you also have a deep sense of your emotions. Sometimes when you have this type, it isn't the best fit to do a 9-to-5. You're much more of a self-starter than that. You need some space in order to build things. I see you as a very, very artistic person. A very, very creative person, and someone who's just almost awash or sometimes overwhelmed with all of the ideas that you are moving through. So I really encourage you, and always water fire types really need to focus on grounding, and that has to do with pentacles. What I'm pulling up for you is the Queen of Wands, and that is your energy as a fire. The Queen of Wands is a fire queen. So it means your motivation is really, really good. You are really a self-starter. You also have this kind of funk in you that doesn't really want to follow the rules. And I want you to know that kind of energy is big picture energy. So you really need to trust what it is you're drawn to, and you really need to go out and get lots of different kinds of experiences and connect energetically with what speaks to you. I feel like you've been really trying to fit into situations that aren't a good fit for you because they're more group-oriented kind of a situation. And I feel like you have this spontaneous surge in you that is all about being the leader of a group or being one in a group, but you're not the best follower in the world, and you're not the best planner in terms of someone else's vision of what's going on. Does that resonate for you? Also, what's in the past, Kathy, is the Six of Cups, Scorpio, Cancer, Pisces. This is your water energy. This has a lot to do with your family of origin, and it indicates that there's a healing process that can go on by connecting with the best energies and the best memories in your childhood. So it's really important for you to go in without judgment, without, you know, this kind of adult. We have a tendency sometimes when we get to a certain stage in our life to sum everything up. And again, I get for you, and I get for a lot of people in the culture right now, that the less words we can bring and the more of a felt sense experience we can bring to our memories and to our beliefs, the better and the more empowered we're going going to be. So I encourage you to take from that the best memories in your childhood and to encourage yourself to do things that evoke that energy in yourself. Bring more experiences into your life, but I cannot emphasize the grounding enough. It is so important for you to sit on your sit bones out by a big tree or wherever, go walking every day and feel your connection with the earth. Feel your connection with your feet on the ground and remind yourself that you're part of Mother Earth, because you can spin out very, very fast and get overwhelmed by lots of details. And that means that you're kind of in this emotional place energetically between the fire energy and feeling like you have to manifest and the water energy and feeling like you have to purge. So the more that you connect with that grounded sense, the better off you're going to do on this journey. So, and your outcome card is the High Priestess, which means it's a great time to do depth work. It's a great time to figure out your own inner strengths. I feel like there was a situation in your family that led to the not best choice in partners, and I feel like you've gone through that, and like you're with someone who's a good fit now, or you will be with someone who's a good fit, but that you, it's the greatest time right now to be able to feel a kinship with all the choices you've made, a deep acceptance of everything you've experienced. The more you can do that, the more you're going to be able to figure out what this career journey looks like. And it doesn't look like anybody else's, and it looks really creative. So I hope that helps you, Kathy. That's what I have for you this evening. Let me check the time here, because Steelart has a question, so I want to make sure to get to them. Steelart, if you can just put your question there. Awesome. Great. I'm so happy, Kathy. Happy to help. Honored to work with your energy. Steelart, can you put your question there? And was this kind of a reading question, or did you have a question about connecting with your intuition and that kind of a question? Oh, you're so welcome, Kathy. Happy, happy to provide insight. Just felt like the thing to do tonight. Didn't have a guest, and I've just been doing really well, and so I just thought, time to give back. Happy to do it. Okay, Steelart, are you the 207-367-2673 number? Let me try that. Hi, Steelart?
Yes, I am.
Hi. What question did you have for me
tonight? Hi, how are you? I wasn't sure if you were just doing chat or phone. So my question is, I developed a website for my jewelry. Can you tell me where that's taking me?
Sure. You just did a website, Steelart?
Yes.
Okay. I encourage you to go energetically toward what you're prone to do. The more that you really are able to harness your own way of doing jewelry, all the uniquenesses you bring to it, the better off your website will be received. And the other thing I want to tell you is don't follow the rules too much about how you should do things. And in the first stages, don't overwhelm yourself with lots and lots of details about how to do things. And trust your own process as you're building. That's really, really important.
Oh, that sounds true, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So let's see, and I feel like there's going to be some ups and downs, but I feel like you're going to have a pretty good response around the area that you're in. You're going to start to see people who are interested in what you're offering out there. Do you offer more intuitive kinds of jewelry? Is that part of it as well?
Right, right. I channel it, yes.
Awesome, very cool.
I make one-of-a-kind pieces, yes.
Awesome, awesome. I will look up your website. I also do intuitive design myself. And what's your website? I'd love to know.
Oh, it's www.cealark, S-E-A-L-A-R-K, www.jennysteak-studio.com.
Awesome. I design pieces intuitively called sacred bracelets, so we're soul sisters.
I only make necklaces.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. So was there anything else I could answer for you? Did that feel like a full answer, or was there something else you were looking for?
Well, I just wondered, like I said, I just put product on the website, and I was wondering from a progression perspective, and I have found that, I live on an island with a lot of artists, and I had a shop for about 6 years. And so all of a sudden I've decided to stop doing that and get myself out of the state that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. The other thing that I want to tell you is trust your gut. Trust your own intuition when you're making relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Just because something is big doesn't mean it's right. Feel it with your gut. Feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Notice if it resonates for you. That's so important. It can be really helpful to go on the web and find some galleries that feel like there's a resonance and a fit for you.
Right.
So that will be a wonderful thing. And I want to really encourage you to connect with your own synchronicity around that process. Move toward the people who feel right, trust your gut, and I feel like it'll really, really grow and develop and work in your favor. The one piece that I do have to tell you is anybody who tells you you have to do something a certain way to get to a certain place, that's energetically where your energy can get kind of blocked. So just be careful about taking in messages about how you have to do things.
Well, I'm a bit of a rebel, even though I'm a water sign, but I'm a rebel about my jewelry. I do my own thing.
Good for you. Keep doing that. Keep doing that.
But I do. I do it. You know, I'm a Cancer, a water sign, so I do things intuitively, and I can feel. I feel my
way
through it.
Awesome. Then you're really on the right path.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I hope that was helpful.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Have
okay,
a great
bye.
Evening, Sheila.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So what fun this has been. I've really enjoyed being able to share this gift with you guys. I don't do readings often for folks on the line because sometimes it can be very it can be disruptive to the tenor and to the guest. And so every once in a while, you'll be lucky enough that I'll be offering readings on the show. It'll just feel right. Something will shift energetically in the wind, and I'm happy to offer readings at that point. I encourage you, too, if you're intrigued with the way that I work, to check out my website, innervoiceintuitive.com. I am teaching those tarot classes, and I will be teaching them by Skype. I'm learning about that. I don't have a lot of air energy, so the technical part of things is not my strength, although I did work all day today to put up an Art Fire store, which, Sealark, if you're there, Art Fire is a great, it feels energetically to me much more moving than something like Etsy. So it's a great way to promote your jewelry and kind of find your audience. I found it to be really, really a really neat and easy to navigate system. And if you have your website, you can link your website there. So that's another little tidbit for you. And I just like the name Art Fire so much. It just feels much more resonant. So I'll slowly be moving my pieces from Etsy over to Art Fire. I feel like that's energetically where things are going. So I encourage you to check out the website, innervoiceintuitive.com. Just put out a page for hypnotherapy. We just got our hypnotherapy licenses recently, and I just finally got all the words together to talk about what hypnotherapy means to me and how I work with those energies. So if there's anybody else on the line who wants a reading, I am happy to do that now. I am probably going to close the show a little bit early, if not, because I have kind of covered everything that I had intended to cover this evening. It can be kind of a challenge to come up with things every single week. It's been interesting. It's been such a journey that way. I've met so many amazing people, and just honestly, by going on chat and saying, hey, do you want to be on this radio show? And there's been a real connection and a real resonance in California, which I did my master's work there, and knew that there was a real resonance there, and felt that very, very strongly, but didn't feel like it was the place to stay. But I've had a lot of support in those communities for the way that I work intuitively, and then also for Sacred Bracelets. So that's been a lot of fun. And that is, I guess that's something that I want to talk about, because I have no air in my chart. So for me to, kind of have that invisible energy of what's coming in the future, have that balanced air energy, has been really something I've worked on a lot. And as I've built these businesses, I cannot emphasize, and see, Lark, I see you're still on. I can, and Kathy, too. I cannot emphasize enough to you guys how important it is to sit with intention setting and awareness and sit yourself down and meditate, open all your channels, all your chakras, call in your guides, and ask the universe to show you where you're bound next, because you will have the most magical connections and experiences by doing that. And I encourage you not to get around all these, you know, overly wordy kinds of information as much as you can about how you have to do it this way, 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 because that can be so overwhelming and can actually deaden the process of that very lively mercurial air energy, which has much more magic in it, and nothing wrong with the earth energy. It's wonderful, and we have to build our websites and we have to do the work. But I would encourage you not to go and grow in the direction of getting together with groups who say it has to be this structured way, it has to work this way, because that can just shut down those magical synchronistic channels so much. So notice energetically what the felt sense is with your business. Notice energetically the sounds that come to you, the colors that resonate for you, the deep images, or what I call the most persistent images. And when we're talking about felt sense experience, sometimes those images are not visual, right? Sometimes the core of those images is kinesthetic. So it has to do with a certain movement in our body, that when we move a certain way, we feel a release or a shift in energy. It can have to do with certain chakra awarenesses. I worked a lot with when I was getting ready to go out and do my master's work. I spent a lot of time working with moving energetically from one chakra and imagining my body shifting as I did that. And that can be really powerful work for people who are very, very drawn and moved by color. So there's so many ways to do this work. And there's so many ways to embody that felt sense and move beyond the head. And I just really encourage you, for those folks who are out there doing this imaginal work, to connect every day for about 10 minutes. Go sit on your back porch. And if you don't do it, don't beat yourself up. You know, don't be hard on yourself. Just go back to your practice. Then remind yourself of the alchemical home there, the resonant home there, and imagine those energies and how you move through those energies and how those energies have a story to tell that's beyond your knowing. And that's when we're able to connect with this soulful experience and this synchronistic experience. So thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. It was an honor to read for the three of you. Thanks so much. Next week, I don't have a guest yet, and then I hope that you can join me for when Tony Gilbert is coming, who she'll be talking about archetypal. I'm reading her book right now, Gaining Archetypal Vision. So that's her second book that she's put out there. So thanks so much. And if you'd like to know more, do check out my website, innervoiceintuitive.com, and make sure to make yourself known on the Inner Voice page. And keep yourself abreast of the archives, because there's some wonderful, wonderful guests there. So thanks so much, and everybody have a great evening. Take good care. Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, feel magic, celebrate magic, intone magic. That's what we're here for. Have a great evening, guys. Bye now.